Tone Wood. I'm the Director of Environmental Services at Hastings Borough Council.
The war was over 10 years ago, but are the effects still showing?
The effects are showing tragically, yes. Hastings was clearly once a very bustling, thriving little community with some lovely properties, and it was effectively almost destroyed by the civil unrest over there. Most of the properties were burnt out and knocked down. Most of the bridges in the village were blown up, and that's how Derek Tomlin became involved in it before I did. But there's so much we can do to help over there that I've just become passionate about it now, and just want to keep going back and do what I can to make little changes to people's lives. We're never going to change everything for them, but what little we do is well appreciated, and it makes you want to go back and do more, basically. But my project really has been about waste, and it evolved from talking to them about waste management and recycling to start to look at things like the biogas project that we've now been working on, which is quite exciting for them as well. It's about turning food waste and organic waste into methane gas that they can cook with, and that means they don't have to chop down trees and burn wood and charcoal. So it's got environmental benefits, health benefits, and certainly can save them some money as well.
So you've been finding it quite rewarding.
I have, and it's not just the work I've been doing on waste. It seems that any little thing you can do to help over there is really appreciated. I've got involved more with the Friendship Link now around the schools projects and visiting the schools, finding out what they need in terms of materials and help we can give them. And other people have now got involved through the schools with the well digging projects and all sorts of things. And the health centre and the expansion of that is something that the Friendship Link has really become tuned into now. And we will keep raising funds as best we can to continue that good work.
Now,
but I've got lots of other ideas for things that would help the village, to things like improving their water supply and perhaps giving them some lighting, because there's no lighting there at night. Simple little things that can change their lives, really.